Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you're
gonna do?
What you 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 gonna do?
To Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward, and I am so delighted to come before these airways on tonight, bringing you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all was well and continually to be well in your family circle. I hope you had this a delightful day and whatever your day encounter on today, and you that has lost loved ones, our condolences and prayers goes out to you, you and you. And I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And so I'm going to recite those numbers on the monitor. You're welcome to call in. You have any prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program, you are welcome to call in. And those numbers are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls and comments at the conclusion of this program. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, and you would like to share those comments with the Old Ship of Zion, you are welcome to do so at the conclusion of this program. And so right now, I'm asking those of you that will bow your heads that we go down in prayer. We want to reference the one and the only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal destination. God, but we know that you have lied in waiting, a mansion in reserve, and its builder is not of mortal man, but you are its architect, and you are his creator. Until you crack those clouds one historical day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. We all shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today and all was well. Hallelujah. And I just want you to get your chip and your dip, everything to sip, hallelujah, and just to help me to bring forth the divine word of God, hallelujah, as I know it to be. And so I sermon on tonight entitled, Running from God, Enjoying the World. I want to say that one more time. Running from God, enjoying the world. Hallelujah. Now, you might ask, Overseer Ward, why do people run from God? And my answer would be, it would be of anger, disappointments, despair, disobedient, or just a web of rebellions woven from our own desires. We find out, we go into the book of Jonah. We can look at the prophet who rejected God, called to deliver his word to the people of Nineveh. In the first chapter, we read that Jonah deliberately headed for Tarshish to run away from the Lord. He knew exactly where he was going and why. After being given a second chance, we know that Jonah delivered God's message, but reached angrily when the Lord spared the repentant city. We know that the book ends with the Lord speaking to Jonah about his compassion. Should I not pity Nineveh? But there is no indication that the disgruntled prophet changed his attitude. We know that the people of Nineveh repented. Jonah did not. The story of Jonah should cause each of us to be honest about our feelings toward the Lord. Do we harbor resentment for his leniency toward people we feel deserve judgment? Have we forgotten that God has forgiven us? Are we ready to obey his call and leave the outcome to him? And the story of Jonah, it illuminates our reaction to God and measures our willingness to trust him when we can't understand his ways. Sometimes it's hard to trust the Lord when you don't understand. But fight the urge to run from him. Reach out and take his hand. And I'm here to encourage you on tonight. He's pleased when God best who trust him most. And we also know sometimes in this life, we're just enjoying what the world has to offer and such a magnitude of enjoyment that we just forget all about our soul salvation. And what if that night we would not live out to the morning, and where would our destination be? And we're going to read and our first key scripture going over to Hebrews 3 and 15. And it reads like this. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in rebellions. That's found in the law of Hebrews 3 and 15. Hallelujah. And we know, sometimes the way others live their lives seems far more attractive and exciting than our Christian life. We're tempted to disobey God's command, a couple of mind principles from his word. But we are called to live each day with self-discipline and spiritual discernment. We find out that the Apostle Paul said, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, as found in the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. We need to ask the Lord for his help so that we'll see situations through his eyes and make wise choices as we obey him and stay within his limits. We'll find true joy and lasting satisfaction. We find out that living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, This is the pathway of blessings for me. We know that the wise know God's limit. Fools know any boundaries. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know, I'm reminded of an individual by the name of Rick. He was a poor young man from the slums, and he joined the army. His father and mother had died before he was at the tender age of 15. He had no idea what the future held for him. While in the army, he became very successful. He felt secure in his position in life, but he was spiritually bankrupt. And in the year of 1966, one of his friends in the army attended an evening crusade and brought gospel tracts back to read. And the tract talked about fallen human nature and how God, in his infinite wisdom and love, sent Jesus to die for the sins of each of us. And he was moved by what he had read. And Rick gave his life to Jesus. Several years later, though, Rick was faced with the greatest challenge in his life. The Lord was calling him to resign from his army career and enter into ministry. And his call was very clear, persistent. But Rick was unwilling to leave the army for fear of losing all the comfort and security he had enjoyed. We know that in our reading on today, God is calling us to hate the world. Yet many of us, like Rick, find it very difficult to obey his call because we are caught up in the attraction of this world. While we claim to love Jesus, we are so comfortable and secure that we have failed to follow him. In the end, we no longer stand out as Christians, but fit into the world because of our conformity. We compromise our Christian witness. But God has called you and I to hate the world and choose to be indifferent. Choose to stand out. We must be willing to give up the short term of safety the world promises for eternal benefit God offers us. We're reminded, as John declared, the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to call us to love you rather than the world. Give up the spirit of obedience so we may become your humble servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to read the second scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's found in the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. Excuse me just a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know, hallelujah, that even Pharaoh, he was stubborn. And he refused to let God's people go. Despite numerous of plagues, we read in the law of Exodus 5 and 9, and it was only after the seventh plague Pharaoh began to reluct. That's in the 9th verse, in the 27th and 28th, 9th chapter, in the 27th and 28th verse. And Pharaoh, It was foolish to harden his heart against God. Yet look that who hardens the heart in the wilderness. In the law of Hebrews 3:15-16 says, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in rebellion. For who having heard rebellion, indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? We know that even those who had seen God's deliverance from slavery in Egypt rebelled against him. And we know that today, let us ponder whether God is speaking to us. Could it be that we are clinging to some toy and refusing to let him be Lord of our lives? We know that when we don't know what to do, we need to ask the Lord to help us most of all in our time of a dilemma that we don't know where to turn and who to go. We know that we can find safety in Jesus. Hallelujah. And may it never be said that we cling tightly to what displeases you, Lord. And we know that God must rule our heart if our feet are to walk his way. You're going to have to be willing to give up the world and follow God, because you can't live in the world and follow Jesus in the same emphasis. God said that you would love one and despise the other. And in this today's society in which we live, where we, you know, life is just, I mean, you don't have any assurance of a future in today's society. And our livelihood is just really living from day, if not minute to minute, hour to hour, because our future is uncertain. But it's only in Christ Jesus that you can be assured an eternal future in Jesus Christ. I want to ask you that are out there in my digital podcast listening audience on tonight, what is it that the world has to offer that you are so in love with? Is it the booze? Is it the young women's? Is it the young lads? Is it your career? Is it the fortune and fame? Is it your family members? Is it your colleague? The people in your arena? Is someone that you're trying to impress? I just want to serve your notice on today that Jesus should be the only spiritual man that you're trying to impress. And the reason that you're trying to impress is that you're trying to impress the importance of Jesus into the lives of the people. That should be our reason to impress one another, is to impress upon each individual the importance of God's salvation in your life. Because you don't know what the next minute, the next moment, the next second, the next hour, the next day, the next week, next month, next year will hold for you. And if I were you and I didn't know God in the pardons of my iniquities, I would stop what I was doing right now and raise my hand toward heaven acknowledge that I am a sinner. I have sinned before God. Ask God to be my Lord and Savior. And just in the intimacy that you have acknowledged to God that you are a sinner and that you want God to be your Lord and Savior, it is done. It is done. It don't take God all day, all night to do anything. Soon as you acknowledge to God that you're a sinner, you say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I admit that I'm a sinner. And I have sinned before you. But I want to make the wrong right. I want to right all the wrong that I have committed. And I want to put the world aside. I want to accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior right now. It's done right now. The songwriter says it's done, done, done. Because you know what? The only thing that the world has to offer is hell and damnation. And eternal unrest. In the lake, the Bible says, of fire and brimstone. And you might say, Overseer Warren, why would you say that God is coming with the lake of fire? That's what he said in his word. In Noah's day, God came and he wiped out the earth with water. But he said he made a covenant. And he said he wouldn't come back with water to wipe out the earth again. But he would come with fire and brimstone. And I mean that's in an eternal furnace. And this furnace is hot. Elements is a Fahrenheit of heat elements. And the Bible says that it's no end in this hellfire furnace. It has no end. It called, God's word called it the bottomless pit. So I don't think that anyone in their psychological mind want to be found alive, because you will not be found dead. You will be found alive with skin on your body. Those that don't receive God into their lives as their Lord and Savior will be in a consuming fire. Fire and brimstone that shall never be put out. No fireman will be able to put an end to the fire that God will ignite for those that is disobedient until his will. And the reason why you and I are here in the now on planet Earth is one thing, because of Jesus and his love for mankind. Jesus went to Calvary cross, died an inhumane death that no one else could subdue. And he was pierced in his side, nailed in his hands, and his hands was nailed to an old rugged cross. His feet was placed one upon the other. Nails went from the top of his foot down to the last layer of skin. A crown of thorns was placed upon God's head. and 39 stripes was placed across his backside. And God died a death like no other died to prove his love for mankind and womankind. So I would just say to you, if I didn't know God tonight, I wouldn't go another day without accepting God as my Lord and Savior. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most encouraged to send your correspondence. God House Deliverance, Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we go across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call those numbers on your monitor. Lines are now open for prayer requests. Those numbers are 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. The lines are now open. You are welcome to call in for your prayer petition. Are now open if you want to call in for prayer petition. The lines are now open. We have less than 56 seconds left. If you want to call in, now is the time to call in. If not, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Records, and we want to thank you for making JDI the fastest growing gospel record label.